welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We are happy to have you with us. We are doing a Feedback Friday. I kind of told you we're going to do this. And actually, because we had some problems, we'll get into that, I was going to forego this, but just because, you know, I owe you a Feedback Friday. I can't forget about that. But more importantly, because there were a few people that commented on some of the things I had said, and I want to place context to that. So anyway, as I always say, it's now or never, folks. I've been talking more and more, and I can't. So there is a commonality between the illiteracy of America and the illiteracy of the American understanding of the Constitution and the illiteracy of understanding the Scriptures, the Holy Bible. And there's a correlation here. I have been dealing with, and I'll get into that a little later of why, but I've actually had the opportunity, the privilege of being able to have young men, good Christian young men, come by the house and do work for me. And I'm just sharing this with you because I'll get more into that down the road on the Constitution, labor, you know, the social engineering we're suffering from. And I'm here to tell you, folks, that I am absolutely amazed at how few people are familiar with the Scriptures. I mean, they understand that Christ is our Savior, you know, some of the fundamentals. It's almost like the Catholic Church has taken over. And what I mean by that is the Catholic Church prior to the Reformation, where nobody had the Scriptures in their hands, they were basically guided as to what Scriptures to read and so forth. Getting kids to actually read the Holy Bible from cover to cover, let's just start with the New Testament. I mean, that's the most important. I mean, it's the New Covenant, right? anyway, it's now or never. I'm not sure if the amount of time and energy I spend on this radio show is going to be worth it down the road unless we start monetizing this. In other words, I need your help, and you need to invest in anybody that's fighting for liberty, anybody that is working. See, here's the problem. Most people, you know, they come up with their own scheme of being able to use this big pot. There's a huge pot, and some people call it, Bill O'Reilly used to call it the grievance industry, and the grievance industry had so much money coming into it. I mean, there was a certain amount of people that were paying into it, and what I mean by that is, you know, businesses were advertising, supporting the different activists and the different sides and so forth, and if you look at how much money is being spent, I mean, if it's an indictment on how wrong we are. And what I mean by this, folks, is that we're talking about a billion-dollar industry. Billions of dollars are being spent on all of the grassroots activism in America, from Antifa to the Turning Point, or to the John Birch Society, to, I mean, if you look at these organizations that are registered organizations, and the millions of dollars that they bring in, some bring in a lot of money, some bring in not so much, and, you know, their effectiveness is, you know, questionable, but nevertheless, they all go into this big pot of the civics grievance, because None of them offer, by using the Constitution and using it in the correct context, none of them offer a path forward. Half of them, as you know, the left is trying to destroy the Constitution, so they have to obscure the Constitution. They have to convince you that it means that it's worthless and that it means bad things, that it's racist or something like that. I mean, things that And what they're doing is they're preying on the ignorance of people, because anybody that reads and understands the Constitution, that's the hard part, understanding the Constitution. Because most people, when they look at the three-fifths rule, they go, oh, well, this thing is racist, when actually the evidence proves otherwise. Those rules, the compromises and the calculations that these men didn't even realize, that the way they had these arguments over slavery and the compromises they put into the Constitution for slavery actually put slavery on the road to obscurity. We were actually going to be out of slavery probably by the 1830s had the federal government not violated the Constitution. In other words, you got to understand that the Constitution is a supreme document, and the only way to do anything to change what the government is doing or the roles, responsibilities, powers, and all that, it requires an amendment to the Constitution. So every time the federal government did something that made a significant change, and a great example of that was the Missouri Compromise, then what you'll see is, oh, well, the Missouri Compromise was a usurpation of authority and power that the federal government didn't possess per the Constitution. Ergo, they violated the Constitution. And every time they've done that, we, the people, and America, this republic, has basically taken a shot in the arm. So it's not that the Constitution is racist at all. It's unfortunate that there were maniacal men in office at the time that were doing everything they possibly could to oppress blacks in America and maintain slavery in America, because it created a true and clear division to control America. I don't believe that that was the constitutional intent. The constitutional intent was to create a union and unify people on principles of liberty. And so these people, and I think a lot of these people were just lost in what they were doing, and some of them weren't willing to do what was necessary. Now, I believe Monroe was a good man, because he was the president at the time of the Missouri Compromise. Unfortunately, I think he just didn't have the same, for some whatever reason, the reason he allowed the Missouri Compromise and signed that bill, he should have vetoed that bill. His responsibility was to support the Constitution. He should have said that Congress had no power to dictate to a state that has a right of self-destiny, to dictate to a state that it was to be slave or not. But anyway, I'm going into this rat hole. But the fact of the matter is that when we look at anybody that's obscuring the truth on the Constitution, when we get into the details, we prove that that document, its origins, the essence of that document is an embodiment of his DNA. When I say his, our Savior. There's no doubt in my mind, he inspired that document. And these men were tools in his hands, because they opened their hearts and they opened their minds. And there were those who were obviously closed. It was three states. Three states held hostage the future of America, the Carolinas and Georgia. And because they made the issue of slavery to make it, you know, a state issue, which it was going to be, but they wanted protections and they wanted privileges. And the northern states unfortunately made some concessions. And this is where, I mean, I go through this all the time. So bottom line, we have this illiteracy regarding the Constitution. There's people out there obscuring it. And there's this huge pot of money that people are making money off of this. It is just like Christianity. And we're going to get into that today, too, because I'm going to cover these things. Because I believe that you need to understand that things aren't really what you see them to be. Now, on my website, I invite you to go take a look. And I'm just going to tell you this up front. If you go to Reclaiming the Republic and you go to the Constitutional Articles page, on the very bottom of that page, the very bottom, the last document that I give you an old document that is called the signatories of the Circle of Protection. And I will get into this and Christianity and how illiteracy and not being able to see and recognize what the heck's going on is fatal. There's people out there, and the reason I'm doing today's show has a lot to do with our problems on Monday and the charlatans that are out there. These people may be good people, but they don't realize the damage that they're doing because they're getting you to focus on things that have nothing to do with the solution. And they're actually telling you the wrong types of solutions that will not solve the problem. Okay, so we'll get, I don't want to be cryptic. Let me ask you this. What kind of president, because we'll get into this specifically in the following segments. What kind of president does America deserve? I hope it's a constitutional one. I hope to have Paul Nally on. And oh, by the way, if you've got gas money right now, somebody that could use a little bit of gas money is Paul Venable. He's getting around the state. He was in that debate. We kind of talked about that debate previously. But more importantly, I want you to understand that if you go look at the video of that debate, it was just trash. I mean, it was almost like, why even waste anybody's time to make them go look at it? So don't even bother going to look at it because you can't hear anything. It's almost like they didn't care to have you hear anything at all. They just, you know, you have the imagery and you can see people barely make out some words here and there, but things are absolutely inaudible. And that's unacceptable for trying to cover an important Senate race, you know, for a politician and for an upcoming election. Anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so shows like this is where I usually take some time to do the obligatories. And when I say obligatories, I feel obligated to help share and endorse companies out there that I believe are giving you an awesome product, and that's why I kind of talk about them. And so I don't get endorsed. Or what I mean by that is I don't get paid. I don't do this because I endorse something because I believe in it. I don't endorse it because somebody's paying me to do that. I don't take a penny, and you can call every one of these companies up and say, do you actually pay G.R. Mobley to say these great things about you? No. And as a matter of fact, there have been possibly even a consideration of, you know, giving me a break or anything. I tell them, I'm not calling for that. I don't buy things from these people because I'm asking for them to give me a break. I believe that what they do is a good quality, and it's a good, you know, very good quality product. And considering the labor and everything else, and considering what you get, they're worth it. And these are highly reputable products, but we'll get into that more later. As you know, this show is also sponsored by republicreview.org, and you're listening to the only academic show that is based on academic solutions, as well as the evidence that shows you where we've come from and why we have to do and apply these very specific solutions if we're going to save our republic, period. So, as we know, you know, there's a lot of different companies out there that I kind of endorse. And so one of those I endorse, and just so you know, I've not really been making a point, because Red State Talk Radio endorses MyPillow and Mike Lindell. And so what I did, because I don't know about you, but I've gone out and I bought a few of the pillows. And I can tell you that by using the Red State Talk Radio code, it was a very significant discount. Now, to be honest, you know, I've purchased pillows in the past from Walmart and, you know, like Beautyrest. I mean, Walmart actually has some brand names out there. And I can tell you what Walmart does, just like Costco, they basically watered down the product so that you don't, just so they can save a little bit of money when they sell that brand under their roof. And so anyway, all these things being said, I decided that, you know, let me go buy some MyPillows. So that's exactly what I did. I'm waiting for them to come in. So the only reason I have not, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, the last thing you think of, you know, the only time you ever think of a pillow is when you're putting your head on it, at least me. And I know that, you know, there's certain things that people, you know, just, it's a huge part of their life. The Constitution is a huge part of my life. So focusing on all these other little things and being able to help you by endorsing or what have you, I'm happy to do it. So I'm happy to let you know, as soon as we get these pillows, we'll let you know. Because, like I said, we've had brand name pillows and we use brand name pillows. But I said, you know what? Looking at the state of things, I will never buy a big corporate product if I don't have to. I will buy American, and I will buy, you know, products that actually align with my perspectives and my views. I know that when I buy my home, most homes in America are actually built in America. Most. It's going to be changing, though, because pretty soon your home will be built in America by Chinese corporations and illegal alien labor. We're seeing this happening, and this is all unconstitutional. This is why I understand the Constitution is so important. But let me get into the few other services and products that I highly endorse you check out. If you're looking for financial guidance, Gary Smith at Fortitude Financial Coaching is the way to go. We have his links on our links page and so forth. Go check out Gary Smith if you're ready to become financially independent. If you're looking for some Constitution education, you can go to constitutioneducation.us. Keith Broders will help you in either giving you stuff on his website. And this is really good for kids and so forth, because that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to help educate kids. I acknowledge the fact that I do not get down into the weeds of simplifying the Constitution at this point, because we need parents and we need adults that are already driving the car to understand the damage, you know, it is for driving out and all outside the lanes and out into the gutters and into the hinterland of our milieu or of our environment that we currently live in. So check out constitutioneducation.us. Timber Nation, if you are looking for hardwood furniture, and I'm talking about solid hardwood, like solid walnut, solid hickory, solid oak, solid maple, solid cherry. If you have, you know, your preference, I have a beautiful table that they've built. I have a beautiful entertainment center that they built. And it's actually a small little entertainment center that we have up in our living room. Our family room, we're probably going to have them redo that too. because this is solid stuff. The entertainment center that I have in the living room, or family room, have one in each. The one in the family room is cherry, veneer covering particle board and so forth. This stuff is quality. You will not throw this stuff away because it won't break like your cheaply built stuff that's coming from America, or not from America, but, it's got American names, but it's coming from China, Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, and all these other places. Folks, start buying American from America. Anyway, Stan Kluett with Radio Dust Covers. You've got audio equipment, you've got radio equipment, you've got equipment that you need covered and protected. Contact Stan Kluett, and he will make something at a custom cover for whatever it is you need covered. I'm sure he'd be happy to cover your boat for you. And these are waterproof covers. Anyway, we also deal with and work with AdLocal. So AdLocal is your ISP type of support stuff. They can do advertisement, social media, and those types of things. And they're out of Michigan. Contact Ben Carr at AdLocal.com. Now, our comment line is 425-270-5416. And what I need to do is just kind of move forward, because the reason I was doing the show, because we actually had a denial of service on Monday. And when that happens, then it really throws my episodes off, my week off, and everything else. And so most people go, what the heck happened? I was supposed to cover the Constitution on Monday, and somebody bumped me. Now, I don't know who it was, but 9 times out of 10, and usually it's only when we really point the finger at China when they'll do a denial of service. Sometimes it's just a bad state of things, but it's interesting when it only happens to me. Out of all the shows on Red State Talk Radio, it's happened to me where it hasn't happened to anybody else that day. So I believe, and one of the things I do know is we've been hacked, our website's been hacked, and I'm not happy with my ISP. As a matter of fact, they broke my email, and I could just complain into the technical stuff, and I don't want to do that. But bottom line, as I look at how I've been hacked and how I've been attacked and so forth, I have to tell you that it's only going to get worse moving forward, and I know that I need to do something, but I don't have the profound knowledge of doing everything I need to do to protect my content and to protect. I mean, my content in my castle is safe, but my content out there is susceptible. So there are assertions that I'm, clean, but when an ISP, I don't know if you understand, I'll just tell you this one technicality. There are two types of FTPs. There are FTP, standard FTP, which when you FTP to a FTP server, what have you, what you're doing is you're actually passing your credentials in the open. Anybody that's sniffing or watching that line can actually see your username and your password. How secure is that? That's not very secure. And as a matter of fact, everybody's gone to encryptions and so forth. And so secure FTP, SFTP, is a secure way of doing that. And I just find it abysmal that my ISP allows our FTPs to be done the way they are, that it's done in the open. So I have to constantly change my passwords constantly. And it becomes just a pain in the butt just to protect and preserve just that one little thing. And, hackers are very good at being able to penetrate and, do bad things. So, because that's what they're paid to do. That's what pays them. Bottom line, we need to start actually doing stuff better on my end and getting, probably better services. But when you don't hear my radio show that you're expecting to hear, then there's a good likelihood that either something's happened on my end, and if you hear another radio program, then something has happened on my end. If you don't hear another, like Friday, there was, when I went to Montana, we had a problem and you actually heard a different radio program. And when you hear dead air, that means that I and the service in the UK that we use is down. And so
There's nothing we can do. And that is a denial of service or some kind of problem that has occurred that shouldn't have occurred. So just kind of letting you know, if you hear something weird or something unusual, then it's either something on my end. 9 times out of 10, the stuff on my end is a denial of service. The stuff on, you know, when you actually hear things going out and they're broadcasting, that means that at least Red State is able to get my show or another show out there so that it's not dead air space, because dead air is the death of radio. Anyway, we will be back, and when we come back, we're going to kind of get into the issues and the, you know, the feedback that I've received and the issues that have just really forced me to say, I've got to let you know about some of this crap. And we'll try to do this at a real high level so I can get through it quickly, so I can cover it all today. Anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so one of the things that I really want to dive into, because I kind of want to get away from, you know, the why we're down and what have you. Because when you hear that, I just want you to know that that's an aberration. It hardly ever happens. And it's kind of surprising that within 2 weeks we've had two outages. One, unfortunately, was on our side. But anyway, there is a huge abyss. I want you to understand that there is a huge separation, this huge gully between our government that we have today and what our constitutional government should be. And so that's why we're going through the Constitution. That's why I kind of prepared in April, going into June, all of the issues that every candidate, if they supported the Constitution, these were the issues they needed to position themselves on and how to position themselves and help educate you, the electorate, you, the listener, you, the voter, in understanding why these things are important. You know, most people absolutely accept the idea that foreign entities can own land, assets, and resources within these sovereign states, within this constitutional republic. Try to go and own land in China. it would absolutely be antithetical to China, and they would not allow anybody, any foreign entity, to come in. As a matter of fact, when corporations go in there, they can't even own the buildings. They only rent everything. Oh, China gives it away, but what they also do is they also steal all of your intellectual property, and they let you know that, you know, we will shut you down and we're going to come in and make sure that everything you're doing is up to snuff and so forth. But that's precisely how they steal intellectual property. You've heard Trump yammer about this, and this has been a problem for years and years, even before Trump was a president. And we've known about this for years and years. China is an evil state. And they have no constitutional authority to be able to own any resources. And the federal government, this is why we, and this is just only one issue. There's so many issues out there. This is why we go through the Constitution on Constitution Day, Constitution Week, and I make it Constitution Quarter, because we'll continue going through it into the details. You need to understand how much this document is being violated. We've already covered a few. I think we've already got a handful of petitions, First Amendment petitions we've given you. And there are some people out there that I, you know, that claim to, you know, have this fervor, this, you know, this ardent support for. It's a good example. There was a young man that I met that really wanted to get our representation back to 30,000, because that's what the Constitution states. Well, how do you do that? First Amendment petitions, folk. Everything has to be done with First Amendment petitions, and what and how to do that is important. We go through all of that here. So we've got this huge abyss. What are we going to do about it? We actually have to get engaged, and we have to understand how to get engaged. And getting engaged just by going and griping or listening to other people telling you how bad it is doesn't help you at all. You have to understand the tools that are available, and I already told you, and I've been telling you, the most powerful tool we have in the Constitution is the right, the inalienable right to petition government for the redress of grievances. Petition government, in other words, holding government accountable for their violations that they're committing against the Constitution. Okay, so we've got that, and then one of the things that it's just almost inseparable in my conversations with so many different people today, that we are living in such an evil society that only the good Lord knew what we would be facing. I'm telling you, the crap that we have to live through today is just unbelievable. Now, one of the things that is absolutely evil, that is actually becoming a real problem, I mean, it is a global problem, is human trafficking. The framers knew about that, but that was all done legitimately for labor and for people to work. But sex trafficking, child trafficking, and these types of things for pedophilia and all of that, that's a new level of evil. And they may have known about how the Ottoman Empire did that type of stuff, because they basically, you know, It was the time where individual rights really didn't exist under these autocratic, theocratic, monarchical types of states, despotic states. And when I say states, I mean kingdoms, empires, what have you, like the Ottoman Empire. And so what you need to understand is that this human trafficking and this return to slavery is one of the four principal indictments of how evil our society has become, because our own mainstream news media really spins this to do anything and everything they can so that you don't get engaged. It is obscure type of reporting. You will never find this on mainstream news media. Another thing that you really won't find on mainstream news media is the absolute issues of abortions. What they do is they obscure this to the woman's right to be able to choose, and, you know, her health rights and those types of things. I want you to understand that there's no way the framers knew that we would get to a point where, as a society, we wanted to promote the killing of babies and actually pay taxpayer money and have the government involved in an industry that would do exactly that. I mean, the framers just could not fathom that. I mean,
infanticide was something that had been practiced throughout the world, throughout the history of mankind, and it's being practiced today. But abortion is this newer, darker, more insidious type of evil because it is something that is being done so that it seems to be normal. And we've normalized the killing of babies. But I want you to understand that there's this other type of abortion. So that's one paradigm that a person... So just to keep it in context, the family, the community does not make these decisions. Now, the government has made this and has promoted this and has empowered individuals, and it is the individual that has to make the decision. I don't hear any reports of anybody, you know, stormtroopers going into a home, grabbing a woman and taking her down and aborting her child. I've not heard that yet, right? But this evil is the evil of making it and actually creating this market and environment, because what this evil is, and this is the tip of the spear of government removing the consequences of sin. We look at abortion as, you know, this, you know, this terrible thing, but it's the tip of the spear, and it's the most evil, probably. Well, it's one of the most evil. Probably is the most evil. As a matter of fact, I don't even want to be judgmental on this. But the fact is, when we look at medicine and the government spending billions of dollars to stop the transmission of AIDS, to stop the transmission of sexually transmitted diseases, folks, what they're doing is they're removing the consequences of sin. And we talked about this, and I've said this several times. I've talked about this in my book that I wrote in 2013, that they have been spending taxpayer money for decades in trying to remove the consequences of sin so that sin becomes more an appealing thing for everybody. It makes us unrighteous and it makes us evil. Whether that be replacing your liver, transplanting your liver, or those types of things, giving you free medical care for your riotous living because you've destroyed your body from drinking, drugs, or what have you. Whatever it is, and they've even legalized pornography. They've legalized practically sex. And they're actually promoting sex in all of these different manners and so forth. And the sky's the limit on trying to get you caught up into addictive behavior, destructive behavior, because they're trying to remove the consequences of sin. That is, to me, that second evil that is out there. So this is a social moray. When we talk about the slavery and human trafficking, that's one thing that they're trying to keep a real quiet, you know, keep on the down low. This whole thing of removing the consequences of sin and abortion being the ultimate evil of that, at least, you know, I would love to have people spend hours and hours, because that's what people can do, in trying to justify what is the most evil, you know, of all evils. Another evil that is out there that is completely different, that goes in line with this concept of stormtroopers coming into your house and taking you and taking that baby away from you, you know, aborting that child and killing it, or just aborting, or actually giving birth to that child and then taking that child away from you so that they raise it. That is compulsion of the state. And that is a level of evil that I know the framers saw, but they never saw it to this extent, to where now we actually see governments are actually holding prisoner these people that are political prisoners, like the Falun Dong in China. China has created such a large live organ donor program. And what this means is China has millions of these political prisoners that are there for you to get on a plane and fly and get a new set of a new liver, new set of kidneys, new eyes, whatever it is you need. And basically, we'll have to cover this because this is too deep and too dark to just kind of brush over. But this is another one of the evils, and let me get into this. And the fourth evil that are just... these are the things that are true indictment of our society and the times that we are living. We'll be right back
after these two promos.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal and they handle the rest. Take it from me, AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADD-LOCAL or visit them on the web at www.addlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, folks, we actually have an enumerated government. In other words, the powers that our federal government has nothing to do with religion. If you look at the enumerated powers, roles, responsibilities, property, those things that the federal government possesses that they can actually get involved in, nowhere is there any mention or allowance for them to be involved in religion. Now, on top of that, they actually have a nugatory restriction in the Bill of Rights that they cannot establish a religion either. And what we have today, this goes back to why I was mentioning these evils of our society and removing the consequences of sin. And this couples with the feedback, because sometimes when I just kind of tell you a position, I usually get a little bit of feedback because I don't have the time to create the full context of what I'm trying to tell you. And what that means is when I talked about homosexual marriage and how wrong it is and so forth, most people, you know, go, what are you? Because there are conservatives, believe it or not, that, you know, they don't see a problem with homosexual marriage. Or there are people that listen to this show that I'm giving credit that are conservatives that feel that way, because I actually got a couple of, responses to, hey, you know, what are you trying to do? You're trying to go back to stoning homosexuals for, you know, their orientation and so forth. And I want to be clear. When I talk about homosexuals and my position regarding that, I am not here to tell or compel anybody how to live. But I am, and be clear also, I am not advocating the stoning of anyone. You know, if we're going to start stoning, that would include adulterers and all of these things. But that was before Christ came. The whole point is that when you engage, you decide to go down this path, because humanity and the species has basically a spiritual charge by God, our creator, to procreate and to keep the species going. there are people that don't get with that program. There are people that say, I don't care about that. I don't want to do that. I want to pervert myself. Because this is what makes me happy. Whatever. When people as adults are able to make those decisions, that's great. Inflicting this upon children is absolutely an evil, like I said before. And letting children kind of raise themselves and is letting children, you know, actually, you know, ingratiate and immerse themselves in this idea of being allowed to, you know, raise themselves as an immature, small, I mean, prepubescent child is absolutely immoral. Is one of the most evils that we have today in our education system is doing a fine job in destroying the mores. And actually, our education system is one of the primary primers for our Bolshevik Revolution. Now, we've talked about this, and there are petitions. You need to start demanding the shutting down of the funding for all education, because there is no way any taxpayer money, no U.S. taxpayer money, should be paying an institution to undermine us. Their responsibility is to ensure these children are getting the proper education on our true history and on our laws of the land. If they don't agree with it, then they can start teaching that outside this country. And we need to get into academic. That's why this show is about academic truth. So, and we actually prove everything. I never ask you to take my own word for it. But when homosexuals go down this path of saying, you know, I'm going to engage in this, but I can't have children. Well, that's the consequences of that sin. That's one of the consequences. Diseases and other things, other problems come along with that as well. Okay, so you have to understand, buyer beware. Buyer beware, if you go down this path, you will not, and society does not owe you a family. You do not deserve a child. As I point out, and I try to explain this to people, look through the crowd, go to a game, go to a function, sitting at the restaurant, find the person in the room that was the byproduct of two sperm or two eggs union, joining, where you actually have the creation of a child from two, you know, eggs. The only way you can actually do that is with scientific intervention. It is not natural, and that tells you what they are doing is not natural. So why would we try to normalize them and give them a natural life when they shouldn't have one? They've made choices not to have one. It's antithetical to logic. Okay, so if you think that I'm all out for killing and telling these people, I mean, we need to educate people. We need to have honest and open conversations. The problem is most of the people at that table, on that side of the table, that are, you know, choosing to go down this path of perversions, they're not interested in having this conversation, and they're trying to create laws so you can't even have these conversations with them or their kids that they're indoctrinating. And so bottom line, we need to actually stand up, and we need to do the tough thing, because we need to actually stop. We got to stop these adoptions. We have to stop all of this stuff that is throwing our future and our society under the bus. That is the fourth and other evil that is a testament to the evils and the times that we are living. Now, when I look at good kids, and as a matter of fact, just this year, I'm going to really try to quickly cover this. I had three good Christian kids come to work for me to try to do some work. The problem is that all three of these kids, one 16, one and two 18-year-olds, the problem is when it came down to me paying them a decent wage for non-skilled labor, just labor. I mean, it's maybe, you know, wheelbarrow, hauling stuff and so forth. It may be tough stuff, but that's what I'm paying them for. I told them, this is what I need done. I need these types of things done. Oh, well, I'll do this stuff, but I won't do that stuff. And this is an indictment as well when we have young people coming up that aren't willing to do, you know, tough stuff. As a matter of fact, as a young man, I used to move boulders and rocks just because I wanted to get stronger. We didn't have gyms all over the place when I was growing up. The only place that there was a gym was usually at the school, where you had all sorts of weights and the ability to, you know, body build and get, and strengthening and that type of stuff. They didn't have these 24-hour fitness and that kind of crap back when I was growing up. So looking to actually get stronger, you know, you got to start moving bigger and heavier things. So I would go down to the to our creek and, you know, play with boulders, literally. And, you know, I got very strong at a very young age because that's what I did with my time. We didn't have computers that completely made me mush in the head. Folks, somebody has to start being the adult and parenting these children. And as nice as it is to throw a device in the hands of a child and not have to, you know, do anything, there are consequences to that. And we're living with the consequences. This society is dealing with the consequences of a failure to parent children and allowing the government and the media and all of these evildoers online, these apps and everything else to do that. That they are creating our society, and that is another, it's just another evil. This all goes down to that social engineering. I want you to know that what we're dealing with is literally a conspiracy theory. But I want you to also know, because I've heard, you know, on some of the conservative talk shows, because I had to actually drive out yesterday, and I had to listen to and suffer hearing some of these idiots that are entertainers, and there's lots of people that follow them, and you can, you know, they want you to listen to them on Spotify. They want you to, you know, come listen to our podcast here or there so that you can be bombarded, because they get paid to broadcast off of these things. I could probably spend time trying to figure out how I can be more available on Spotify and all these other things, but I'm telling you, folks, why? I'm giving you facts, and I'm not doing this for money. And what I'm not doing this, I'm calling and talking to people and trying to help them get organized. I offer to you those services. And actually, what we're trying to do is we're trying to create and consolidate meetings and my time for statewide types of advisements so that we can sit down and talk about the petitions. And I can tell you maybe what's going on in other states and what petitions we might be having coming up. That way we don't have three states working on the same petition, like a petition against education and demanding that they stop taking your levy taxes to close down the financing of the education system. They don't deserve another penny. That curriculum is absolutely abominable, and they can no longer be funded. And you demand that they stop taking your taxes. I'm going to tell you something. You get enough people down to your county commissioners and do that and demand that. What type of message do you think you just sent? That is a message because it hurts. It will hurt that school board. You can go and try to poke and try, you know, to intimidate or what have you. You can even First Amendment petition the school board. But they will never give up their funding. But if you go to the county commissioners, because the county commissioners are involved in that property tax scheme that takes money from you and actually funds that education system. And they're the ones that you can actually demand that you shut them down. Folks, it's all about restoring our moral principles. In our next Feedback Friday, I will get into what I find as the three forms of conspiracy theorists out there. And we'll help you understand this, because conspiracy is the C word. It's a bad word, right? Anyway, I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.